This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidland.mi.gov/MCTV.
The following presentation of the Midland City Planning Commission will begin in a moment. The Midland City Planning Commission is responsible for overseeing the city's master plan, conducting public hearings, and offering recommendations to the City Council on a wide range of local land use issues. The Planning Commission consists of 9 Midland residents who are appointed by the City Council. Planning Commission meets 2 Tuesdays per month at 7 p.m. in Council Chambers at City Hall. This presentation is provided by the MCTV Network, a service of the City of Midland. Replays of this meeting can be found on MGTV Channel 188 on Charter Spectrum, through Channel 99 on AT&T U-verse, or on demand at www.cityofmidlandmi.gov. Select meetings are available on MCTV Network's Government Affairs podcast channel.
Good evening and welcome to the regular meeting of the Midland City Planning Commission taking place on Tuesday, April 11th. This meeting is called to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, will you please call roll?
Craig?
Here.
Decro?
Here.
Mayville?
Here.
Bain?
Here.
Panasic?
Here.
McCoy?
Here.
Broderick?
Here.
Kohlinger?
Here.
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
All right. Next item on our agenda is approval of the minutes. We have 2 minutes to approve this evening, both from March 21st. First minutes for approval are those from our special meeting on March 21st. Any comments or edits, commissioners?
I move we accept the minutes for the special meeting on March 21st.
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Bain and a second from Commissioner Broderick to approve the minutes of the special meeting on March 21st. All those say in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. Those minutes are approved. Next minutes for approval are those from our regular meeting also on March 21st. Looking for a motion if there are no changes or edits.
I'll move we accept the minutes of the regular meeting on March 21st for approval.
Second.
Thank you, James. We have a motion from Commissioner Bain and a second from Commissioner McCoy to approve the minutes from the regular meeting on March 21st. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Minutes are also approved. Next item on our agenda would be public hearings. This evening we have one. And as we get started, just a quick reminder about our public hearing process. We begin with a staff presentation and overview of the petition. We will then invite the petitioner up to present. We will then open it up for public comments and questions, then provide the opportunity for the petitioner to come up for final comments and rebuttal. We will then close the public hearing and deliberation and possible decision by the Planning Commission. So with that, we have one public hearing this evening, and it's for conditional use permit number 83. I'll turn it over to you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. Conditional use permit number 83 is for a single family home located at 7101 West Wackerly Street. The applicant for the conditional use permit number 83 is Reed Dufour. The zoning for the property is OS office service. And then again, the proposal is for a single family home with approximately 1400 square feet of living space. Taking a look at the subject property, you'll notice it's a rather large piece of property, about 25 and a half acres. This piece of property exists kind of at the crossroads of West Wackerly Street, Stark Road, and then North Saginaw Road. here is a mulch supply business, and then some single-family residences to the south, which with a self-storage business directly south of the property as well. And then some single-family residences to the east of the property. The site is largely vegetated, and it includes a vacant 7,656 square foot office building. It's a former orthopedic medical practice. As I'll show on other slides here too, the proposed location for the single family home is in this general area off of Stark Road. The zoning for the property is OS, office service, thus necessitating a conditional use permit for a single family home on this property. To the north, you'll see some RC regional commercial. Also to the north is at Lincoln Township zoning as B2 business zoning. To the west, we have Homer Township zoning, which is NSC neighborhood service commercial. We have some RA single family zoning to the east at that little piece of the city as well. Some single family residence or single family residential to the south, and some regional commercial to the south as well, and then single family residential to the east. Taking a look at the future land use, the majority of the property is zoned medium density residential, future land use designation is medium density residential, some office service, future land use, commercial to the north, some low density residential to the west, commercial to the south, and then some more residential, high density and low, to the east. So this is the proposed site. As I mentioned earlier, approximately 74 by 28 feet single family home. It's kind of hard to read here, but the proposed driveway is 295 feet from Stark Road, give or take, with some pretty substantial setbacks on either side. This is a look at the house plan. It does contain a double car garage, which is compliant with the parking. There aren't many other requirements for single family homes in the zoning ordinance. These are some wetlands that appear on the EGLE wetland mapper. So wetland permitting, when required, is reviewed and approved by Eagle. So we do not do any of that here at the city. But if it is required, we will want to see that. The city will want to see an approval from Eagle for the single family home. Again, it's kind of in this area, so it's depending on where they build exactly. They may need Eagle wetland permitting. Taking a look at the non-discretionary standards, all applicable provisions and setback standards within the zoning ordinance have been met. The site plan is compliant with all applicable standards in section 27.06A. Discretionary standards, conditional use permits require a review of these discretionary standards. Protection of public health, compatibility with surrounding land uses, detrimental effects, impact of traffic, adequacy of public services, protection of site characteristics, compatibility with natural environment, compatibility with master plan and zoning ordinance. Analysis, staff is supportive of the proposed land use and the issuance of a conditional use permit for the following reasons. This development meets all of the objective criteria as well as the subjective criteria, and the proposed use would not be detrimental to the general welfare of the adjacent parcels. We have one contingency item included. Again, if wetland permitting is required, that shall be provided to the city planning department upon approval. We have received one letter in support, and tonight is the Planning Commission public hearing. With that, I'll entertain any questions.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're looking at the entire parcel for the conditional use permit, is that correct?
Yes, with the single-family home and the proposed location. So.
Okay, so the whole thing will have a conditional use permit, I guess. Can they build office service later or occupy the current office building? What's to be done with the rest of the property, or is it all under conditional use permit for that one house for the entire lot?
So it can be used, the vacant building can be used for office purposes. This conditional use permit is necessary for this property with the single-family dwelling use, but again, it's for the single-family home as proposed with the site plan.
Right, I understand that, but I didn't know if it locked in the entire site to just be
single-family?
One single-family home.
It would, in the sense that if the conditional use is the single-family dwelling, only one single-family dwelling is proposed, so the conditional use permits associated with that one dwelling. If there was a desire in the future to add additional single-family dwellings to the property, that would require coming back before the Planning Commission to update the conditional use permit.
Okay, I wondered if they wanted to build another office building or occupy the one on there, since the whole thing's under a conditional use permit, if they could do that.
As long as they're not disrupting the requirements in place associated with the single-family dwelling, as long as the characteristics of that development remain the same, we wouldn't bring them back to the conditional use permit process if there weren't changes to that use. So if they were to come in and build another office building or reoccupy that office building or convert its use to something that was a permitted use in the district, that would take place in accordance with the requirements for that particular use.
Okay.
Because I'm understanding you correctly too, we're not changing the underlying zoning of the entire district, we're just allowing this conditional use in this
right.
part of the property.
Is that I what just you're, didn't, okay. This is an intricacy I did not understand. If it locked in
right.
the entire property to this one house only and they could never use the other buildings and stuff, that's all.
Okay.
I have a question. You said if the Eagle permit was necessary, at what point in the process will you get that information of whether that's needed or not?
I believe before building construction, like permitting.
One question for me would be, one of the discretionary criteria is about compatibility with the master plan. So assuming I'm looking at this right, master plan still has this where the house would be located as office service, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So that, you said earlier that you felt like it met all of the discretionary and objective standards. I was curious what your thinking was when it came to the master plan criteria, subjective criteria.
Sure. With the office service, the kind of allows for a mixture of uses, like lower traffic sort of uses, essentially. We see homes and other office service areas. Essentially, okay. That is kind of the rationale.
Okay. Other questions? Go ahead, James.
Yeah, just a quick one. I thought on one of the pictures I saw something looked like a creek, or is that a ditch, or just wanted to more understand the topography. That one. It looks like in the upper
on the north
third,
side.
On the north side. Is that a creek or just a ditch or just standing water or?
Or a big snake.
Yeah. or is it just kind of how things flow within that parcel?
Well, the river you're talking about is north of the where the house
yes, north
located,
of the property,
right?
But the whole property is subject to this conditional use. I'm just trying to understand, that it's probably not particularly germane to this request. I'm just trying to understand the general property and where it might go from here.
It might be something the applicant can help answer too.
Yeah. Okay.
Other questions? All right, thank you. I will now invite the petitioner to come up. Just need a name and address. Stand on the blue mat for us, please.
Good evening. My name's Reed Duford. My address is 412 East Saginaw Road in Sanford, and I'm here to represent the Wackerly Development LLC. And I guess I'm prepared for any questions. If you still had some remaining from Ryan, Ryan pretty much covered everything. But I can kind of put some information up. I got a switch on over there. There you go, I have the camera on. Never mind. But it's the same slides, is the same slide that you had with the house, is all. But you were asking about that water.
Yeah,
I believe that is a drain. Doctor's office was initially developed, there was a drain that gets it off over to Wackerly Street. What that was for. If you look at the land closely, there are old furrows and things like that that were cut into that property years ago, probably when it was farmland, and they've just grown over the years. And so it is the intentions, dependent on how this process goes through, if we get approval, that we'll be engaging with a wetland engineer or someone to do a delineation of the property so we can follow through with the EGLE permitting.
Okay, that's fine.
Other questions for the applicant?
Is there an intention yet for that existing office building, whether it would be?
Yes, that is actually in the process of doing some work to it to get it prepared for reuse as an office. Probably won't be a medical office as it was before, but it'll be more general office type use.
Other questions? All right, thank you. All right, we'll go ahead and open up for public comments or questions. Any public comments or questions? Hearing none. Does the petitioner want to come back up or all set?
I'm all set.
All right. I'll go ahead and close the public hearing and we'll deliberate and decision by Planning Commission hopefully this evening. Anybody like to get things started?
Yeah. I would make a motion that we bypass our normal procedure and vote on this evening.
You don't have to do that?
We don't have to do that?
Not part of the.
Oh, because it's not a site plan.
Longer.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Okay.
You can make another motion.
I withdraw that motion, but I do have some comments, I guess. I think I'm looking at this from the current zoning and future land use, and it is contiguous with the low density residential to the east. So I do think it fits the area and the petition.
So a motion on this would be to recommend to go to City Council, is that correct?
Correct.
Recommending that City Council approve the conditional use permit.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion that we recommend that we send this to City Council for approval on the conditional use permit number 83.
One contingency.
Did I say that properly?
With one contingency.
With the one contingency, thank you.
I have a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Is that you, Sean? I'm sorry. I have a motion from Commissioner Mayville and a second from Commissioner Panasik to recommend approval of conditional use permit number 83 to City Council with the one contingency. Will you please call roll?
Craig?
Yes.
Decro?
Yes.
Mayville?
Yes.
Bain?
Yes.
Panasik?
Yes.
McCoy?
Yes.
Broderick?
Yes.
Kohlinger?
Yes.
That is approved 8-0.
All right. Their next date is with City Council, correct?
That is correct.
Should be April 24th?
Yep, and for a public hearing on May the 22nd.
All right, thank you very much. We have no other public hearings on the agenda this evening, so we'll move on to old business. We have one item underneath old business, and that is site plan number 422. Turn it back over to Ryan for the presentation.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. Site plan number 422, Zara's Performance Fluids, located at 2837 Schutte Road. The zoning for the property is Industrial A, and the proposal again is for a 62,500 square foot industrial warehouse expansion. Just a reminder of the subject property here just north of Schutte Road off of Waldo Avenue to the west of Waldo Avenue. This is a closer look at the subject property. And this is the existing warehouse, 50,000 square foot warehouse. The current zoning is industrial A with some industrial B located to the south, industrial A as well as industrial B located further to the south. And then some single and two family residential to the north. And then kind of to the northwest, we have some RB multiple family residential. So this is updated site plans. So we have received updated site plans. They were included in the meeting packet. A couple items to note here. The required landscaping has been noted on the plans. Also, similarly, a wetland delineation has been added to the plan set. And that's, this, it's kind of hard to see, but this area here. Furthermore, the applicant has added no parking signage around the perimeter of the building. I know the public hearing there was some concern about parking, so those have been added to the plan set. So with that, there are some contingency items. Staff is recommending approval with these contingency items. On EGLE wetland permit shall be provided to the city planning department upon approval. A final soil erosion and sedimentation control permit must be approved by the city building department. A stormwater management permit must be approved by the city engineering department. And a land division slash boundary adjustment application approved by the city planning department. Tonight is Planning Commission's consideration. The public hearing was held on March 21st. We have not received any public comments out of this meeting. With that, I'll entertain any questions.
Questions, commissioners? Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, yeah, just two real quick ones. On the contingencies last time that looked like they've been addressed, but just to check the boxes on that, you do have a photometric plan?
We do, yes. Yep.
And you do have the parking calculations then?
That is correct,
okay,
yes.
Okay, thanks. That's all I have.
Other questions? So just a quick one for me. So there was a question mark at the last public hearing, or at the public hearing last time, that whether or not any wetlands would be disturbed, and it looks like there is some wetlands going to be disturbed as a part of this, correct?
That's correct.
And all that mitigation will be addressed during the permitting process with Eagle, correct?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. All right. Any other questions? All right. Thank you. I don't believe we need to hear from the applicant again tonight unless anyone else feels otherwise. Unless there's a lot more discussion, I'm looking for a motion.
I'll motion we recommend approval of site plan number 422 to City Council.
Nope, tonight's final.
Oh.
So you'd just be motioning to approve site plan 422.
I'll motion to approve site plan number 422.
With contingencies?
Were there two?
Four.
Four. With the four contingencies.
Second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Broderick and a second from Commissioner McCoy to approve site plan number 422 with the four contingencies. Will you please call roll?
Craig?
Yes.
Decro?
Yes.
Mayville?
Yes.
Bain?
Yes.
Panasik?
Yes.
McCoy?
Yes.
Broderick?
Yes.
Kohlinger?
Yes.
Motion passes 8-0.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you growing.
Next item on our agenda, are any additional public comments unrelated to items on the agenda? Any additional public comments unrelated to items on the agenda? Next would be new business. I'm seeing none unless any of the commissioners has anything they'd like to discuss. All right, we do have one communication in front of us for the Michigan Planner. Report of the chairperson, I have none. Report of the planning director.
Just would like to remind the public that we do have an opportunity for new members on the planning commission, and applications are being accepted through April the 28th for that opportunity. There's also a number of other public board opportunities available at this time. So if anyone's interested, visit the city's website for more information. I can jump right into our items for our next meeting. We do have a special meeting to discuss the zoning audit. Ryan and I have done some work to prepare some stress test scenarios, taking different sample projects from around the country, applying city zoning to those projects to see where the projects do and don't fit our current zoning parameters, just to give you an idea of where our zoning may be out of alignment with some of the things we'd like to see in the community. We will also have an opportunity to hear from Richard Murphy from the Michigan Municipal League. Michigan Municipal League created this guidebook called Pattern Book Homes, which is basically one of MML's initiatives to encourage more development of housing around the state. And so they've created these sample plans that are designed specifically for infill lots in Michigan. It's a really cool program. So he's going to come up and share with the Planning Commission and the public about that. This is one thing that Ryan and I have discussed being a potential opportunity for the City of Midland as we move into implementation of the master plan, maybe working with one or more local home builders to develop some pre-approved plan sets that could be used to help facilitate and kind of smooth over some of the regulatory bumps in the home building process for the community. So it should be really exciting to hear that presentation. If we don't, we have one outstanding site plan that's lingering out there that may come back to the Planning Commission. If that doesn't end up being ready to come back to Planning Commission, we will likely cancel the regular meeting on the 25th and do all of our business, including the MML presentation, at 6 o'clock. Probably won't get out at 7 on the dot, but we will hopefully get out at like 7:15 or 7:30. If that doesn't happen, we'll do our special meeting, go into regular meeting, and have the MML presentation at that time. So just a heads up, if there's any confusion when you get your packets, feel free to give us a call and let us know. And with that, that's all I've got for this evening.
All right. And deadline for the applications for this board and others is the 28th.
The 28th of April.
All right. With that, I'm looking for another motion.
I motion we adjourn.
I'll second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Decro and a second for Commissioner Broderick to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. We are adjourned.
This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidlandmi.gov/MCTV. We hope you enjoy the following presentation.